relics they have there.
Yeah, some, like on Sunday, you go over there and there's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting candles and mm-hmm. making promises or something.
Seems like you don't believe in it too much, huh?
Well, I've never had any dealings that prove me otherwise. So. If they prove me that they're right, I might believe it.
Do you just sort of keep an open mind about it and just wait and see?
When something happens to me that I could say this happened to me, or well, then I'd probably believe in it. But I hope I don't have to have to see one of them.
What are most people about your age and, you know, who grew up here, do you believe they feel the same way you do? That just sort of skeptical about it, you know, not sure whether to believe it or not?
At my age, I think so.
What about your parents?
Well, I don't think they believe on it, because I never heard that they went to see anybody like that. But there's a lot of people that believe in it, because
mm-hmm.
you can see, like on Sunday you go over there and there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them come from out of town.
Do the people living in Mexico, you know, do you believe they tend to believe in things like this more than the Mexican Americans
mm-hmm.
do?
I think so. I think for one thing, they don't have as many doctors over there as we do here,
mm-hmm.
and therefore they have to go to a faith healer,
mm-hmm.
or a curandero. But of course, now they're starting to get more doctors, but
mm-hmm.
that's the reason that people believed on curanderos, because there weren't enough doctors, and
mm-hmm.
people will start treating people, you know. And some people had a lot of faith, and with the faith they had, they got well.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's the reason that some curanderos got fame, because they could talk to people and they could tell what the people wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd tell them what they wanted to know, and they got well.
What about the fortune tellers? Are there any of those around here? I heard about some at San Antonio. They were supposed to be really good.
Yeah, there's some fortune tellers. I don't know if there are any here, but there are some. But I don't know how they work.
You've never been to one?
I don't know whether they... I know there's some in the carnivals. They have some
mm-hmm.
fortune tellers that say they get your hand and tell you this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have this and that, but I really don't know how it works.
You never been to one of them either, huh? What kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Any other name for him?
That's the only one I've heard.
What about peckerwood?
Peckerwood? No.
And a kind of black and white animal has a real strong smell.
And buzzard?
Or a little furry animal.
Oh, a skunk?
Mm-hmm. And what general name would you have for, say, the type of animal that comes and kills chickens?
A possum?
Or just a general name, whether it's a possum or a skunk or... whatever.